We actually first started compiling a list the day after the fire. Mrs. Sellers was really key in starting that organization point. Mr. Cohen, Mrs. Cohen, Elector Cohen was on that team. Miss Johnson, Miss Bergfield, and Mrs. Larson. Like, thank you, Jesus, for them, because they're amazing. So we actually compiled an initial list to find out who was impacted by the fire. Teachers then divvied up some of those names prior to Christmas break, and we actually called, tried to make, you know, phone contact with everybody and their family to kind of assess what were their immediate needs, did they need help with resources. Counselors as a whole, we worked the entire break pretty much. We were meeting at the district office trying to figure out resources. Our district compiled a whole resource list online so people would know about food, shelter, everything like that. We then met again as a team. We thought we were going to start school like on the 11th or 12th.
Yeah, and they got moved.
So that whole weekend we met as a team, Ventura High School team with leadership, and we tried to figure out, okay, how do we prep our teachers about what to say, how to respond, how to give resources out to students.
Mm-hmm.
We came for an in-service day on, like, I think the 11th or 12th. I can't remember the date.
Yeah, I think it was the somewhere 12th. Around there.
It was the 12th. And we actually worked all the way till about 1, and then we were consumed by the fire and we released that day, even though we had everything prepped for the next day. And then we were later given the call, like, I'm not coming back to work for a while.
Yeah.
So what counselors have done since then is a couple families got repeated contacts. And then when we started back school, we tried to have every kid called in to see if they needed a backpack, did they need their books replaced.
Yeah.
Mrs. Adamich has been amazing in helping figure out what were the books that were missing. She is saying at this moment that they will not be responsible for the cost. She's going to try and find a funding source to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they're just issued new books.
Okay.
Teachers have also been told by the district to kind of keep it light this week, kind of like reboot our brains. Because I know even as a counselor, I was trying to calculate credits and my brain was fried. So I was like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? I have to reboot my brain to learn again. And we've constantly been doing stuff this week. We actually had a couple families that came in that we didn't know about.
Oh, really?
That we did not, we had no idea that they were, you know, they had not reached out to anybody. The district had done this huge technology survey, but not everybody has access to technology.
Yeah.
We have like 2,200 students. We only had 609 families fill out the paperwork.
Oh, wow.
So that's still about, you know, maybe a third we kind of got some information from. That's why we did these pieces of paper that you guys got from your teachers to try to kind of get a referral. So we have a really amazing lady working with us. Her name is Jen Oakes. You guys might want to interview her. I'll give you her contact information.
Thank you.
She's been assigned by the school district to be our community liaison. So she actually works at a mission church. And she is the person who, like, let's say I have a family who has nothing. I refill this out with the student, and I submit it to her. I scan it over to her, and then she tries to make contact with the family to be like, okay, do you need, what do you need? So, for example, one of my families she made contact with, and she was able to get them some furniture. They got into a rental. They didn't have rental insurance, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So she's kind of like that point person, like, oh, you lost work for 3 weeks. Let me see if I can get you some donations for food.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, you know, give you some information about getting new ID cards.
Yeah.
I mean, we have families that don't have social security numbers, no birth certificates. So all that stuff, trying to figure out how to do that. So she's our point person. We are also, what else have we done? We are trying to figure out, we had some really wonderful high schools in the area that donated clothing and stuff like that. We actually have a pod located by the softball field right now, and we're trying to figure out what day we're going to be able to have some of the students that need clothing go over there and look through stuff and get things. Patagonia donated backpacks.
Oh, wow.
We got a donation of JanSport backpacks as well. Mr. Garcia donated some of the Nike apparel that he had gotten donated as well. So we're still trying to, like, sort through. So many people want to help us out, and it's figuring out who needs help.
Yeah.
The second part of that is now we're learning there's a lot of families that have lost employment.
Yeah.
So if you have a family that they're in the service industry, maybe they work at a restaurant, maybe they work as a housekeeper, maybe they work as a lawn service.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a place to go to work for. So that means less income for that family, less bills that are getting paid, less food options for the family. So we are trying to help those families as well. And that's where, once again, Ms. Oaks can kind of help us out, is, you know, getting people notice the help they need. The other big, huge issue that I see that as a school we're going to have to face is, I have so many of these little white cards that we filled out. In your third period class, it was, did you guys do this?
Yeah.
Index cards.
I think so.
Your third period class, you had an index card. You were supposed to, they asked you three questions. How were you affected by the fire? What were your concerns the last 3-5 weeks? And then what do you need to be successful? Overwhelmingly, I've seen a lot of responses from students saying, I'm really worried about the rest of the semester and getting my grades back up. So I do feel like the prolonged period of time that we miss school is making kids feel not as confident.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out, like, how to rally their confidence, how to support them, how to help them to be successful. So I think that's, like, the next chapter of all of this stuff. All
right.
So do you guys have any specific questions?
No, thank you.
I don't think so. Yeah,
don't you think Friday was amazing, though?
It was.
Like, I'm so proud of our school for Friday, for sure. Like, amazing.